So let's review. Ashir began with the Gemara referring to the halacha mentioned in the Mishnah. Mayim kedei loshav behem esakilu. The minimum amount of water to be chayav for carrying on Shabbos is the amount that you mix with a substance called kilur to make medicine for the eye. Abaye says that as a general rule, kol milsa de shchicha v'loy shchicha, ozal rabbanon basa shchicha l'kula. If something has more than one use, one common, one uncommon, we figure the minimum amount based on the common use. But if something has two common uses, we go by the stricter measurement. For example, yayin, wine. Shtiyasai shchicha, refuasai lay shchicha. It is commonly used for drinking and sometimes to mix as a medicine. Therefore, the minimum is based on drinking. If one carries less than the revius, the minimum significant drink, he is not chayiv, even though that amount can be used for making medicine. The same holds true for chal of milk. On the other hand, devash, honey, is commonly used for both eating and healing. But you use a lesser amount for healing than eating. The Chacham were strict and said that one who carries even the lesser amount used for healing is chayav. But the Gemara asks, Elamayim, what about water? The Mishnah says that we measure its minimum by the amount of water used to make medicine. But that is not its common use. It's mostly commonly used for drinking. The Gemara gives two possible answers. Abaye Amar Begli Lishonim. The Mishnah is talking about people in the Galilee who do use water just as often for medicine as for drinking. Rav Amar Afilatem B'Shamakaymas. Water is commonly used for medicinal mixtures everywhere because when other liquids are used, it leaves a slight film on the eye. The Mishnah next said, V'shar kol hamashkin b'revius. For all other drinkable liquids, the minimum amount is revius. The Gemara brings a braisa which mentions other minimum measurements for dam, blood. Just like in our Mishnah, these amounts are smaller than the standard revius, but are considered significant for these substances. Then the braisa says, B'meh devor mamurim b'moitzi. These minimum amounts are for a general case of carrying. Avo b'matznia kolshu. But if one stored away an even smaller amount and then carries it, he is chayiv because he has shown that he considers it significant. Rav Shimon ben Elazar adds that once an item has been stored, it becomes significant and anyone who carries it out will be chayiv. But Rav Shimon argues and says, B'meh devor mamurim b'matznia, which means, generally all liquids are b'revius. However, when stored, that is when the minimum amounts mentioned in the Braisa and Mishnah apply. Rav Shimon holds that one can never be chayiv for carrying less than these amounts, even if he stored it, because less than these minimum amounts do not become significant even if stored. The next Mishnah continues with minimum amounts for other items that one would be chayiv if he carried it out. Zok the Mishnah. Hamoitzi chevel kedei lasis oizen lekupa. For a rope, the shear is in the amount that can make a handle for a basket. Gemi, kedei lasis taloi lenafal lechvar. For reeds, the shear is in the amount that will make a handle for a sifter, which is lighter and needs less material for its handle. The Gemara explains that rope was not used because it would damage the side of the sifter. The Gemara cites a braisa which, among other things, lists muchin kedei lasis kadur cotton keegris. For cotton or other surf materials, the shear is in the amount it takes to make a small ball the size of a walnut. The Gemara returns to the Mishnah. Niyar k'dei lichtav alav kesher muchzen. For a blank paper, the shear is the size you need to write a tax collector's receipt. This is the smallest significant use you could have for a blank paper. The Gemara brings a braisa which says, Kama kesher muchzen. Shtei isis b'chzav yevani. The receipt is the size of two Greek letters which are bigger than regular Hebrew letters. The tax collectors use Greek lettering. But the Gemara asks from another braisa which gives a different measurement for the paper. If the paper is big enough to write two regular sized letters, he's chayiv. The Gemara gives two possible answers. Rav Sheshe says, the second braisa is actually referring to two Greek letters of a tax collector's receipt, even though it does not say so explicitly. Rava answers that the second braisa means to say that the paper must be big enough to write two regular letters plus margins by which to hold it, which is equal in size to two larger Greek letters. The Mishnah also taught, Hamoitzi kesher muchzen chayev. One who carries the tax collector's receipt is liable. The Gemara cites a related braisa. Hamoitzi kesher muchzen ad shaloi hereyu lemoiches is chayev. The liability for carrying a tax collector's receipt depends. Before showing it to the tax collector to prove that he paid, he would be chayev. Mishero lemoiches pater. But after he showed it, he would be potter because the receipt has no purpose anymore and is insignificant. This is the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Huda Aimer, af mishero lemoiches chayev b'mnei shetzarach lei. Even after showing it, he would be chayev because he still has a need for it. The Gemara explains the reasoning of both opinions by giving three possible reasons one might want to keep the receipt. Rabbi Yehuda considers these reasons significant, and he's therefore chayiv. The Tanna Kamma holds most people would not hold on to it for these reasons. Therefore, the receipt is considered insignificant, and he's potter. One of the reasons given is ikibenayu rehiti muhsa. The tax collector's runners used to stop people and demand to see the receipt. If they did not have it, they would have to take him back to the collector. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the receipt is still significant because people kept them to show the runners. But the Tanna Kamma says people don't worry about going back to the collector, since the collector will know that they've paid already and they don't bother to keep the receipt, making it insignificant. The Gemara cites another braisa with a similar machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma regarding a shtar chayiv, a loan document.